First, the Australian Electoral Commission has done its annual bookkeeping on donations to political parties, and the winner is the Australian Labor Party. The ALP received almost $15 million in political donations. More than half of that came from the Queensland branch of the party via two investment companies. It's the product of a massive investment set in train by Kevin Rudd and Wayne Swan when they were still working in the Queensland branch of the party. $15 million overall is just one interpretation of the confusing figures released by the AEC today. On another reading, the ALP got more than $66 million in total receipts. Confused? One political commentator says that's exactly what's intended. David Mark reports.
Chances are you haven't heard of Labor Holdings Proprietary Limited or Labor Resources Proprietary Limited. They are investment vehicles wholly owned by the Queensland branch of the Australian Labor Party. The two companies have donated more than $8 million to the ALP, helping it raise almost $15 million in the last financial year, compared to the Liberal Party's $9 million. The journalist Stephen Mayne from themaynereport.com has been analysing the figures with a sceptical eye.
The Queensland Labor Party is literally sitting on well over $100 million in investments. And in the 2006-2007 financial year, those investments literally delivered a dividend of $8 million to the Labor Party for its political operations in that year. And the biggest bonanza, which is a bit of a secret, but it is the Queensland Labor Party's investment pool, which goes back to a very lucrative sale of a radio station way back in 1986.
So what does it say about how much money the Queensland Labor Party actually has in property and share investments?
Well, previous public disclosures on this has been that as at 2004, the Labor Party's investments had returned $72 million in dividends. $24 million of that had come from their investment in the Commonwealth Bank alone. Now, if you fast forward another 3 years since then, Commonwealth Bank shares have more than doubled, and clearly the fact that they've been able to draw more than $8 million in dividends from their investment funds for their political operations says to you that Labor in Queensland is the most cashed-up political division on either side of politics in the country.
By contrast, the biggest donation to the Liberal Party was just $2.2 million via a similar investment vehicle in Victoria, the Cormac Foundation. Stephen Mayne has a theory as to why the ALP is so much better at investing its millions.
Well, it seems that when Wayne Swan and Kevin Rudd were in the key positions in the Queensland Labor Party in the late 1980s and early 1990s, they were prudent financial managers, and they invested their money well, and they didn't waste it, and they built up a huge war chest.
The annual financial disclosure returns released today by the Electoral Commission is not a document made for easy reading. None of the figures are totaled. Only amounts above $10,300 are disclosed. The terms are rubbery.
I think that Australia's political duopoly appreciate that they're running a duopoly and that they've got a good fundraising operation. A lot of it's very grubby. So if the figures are released only once a year, if they're way out of date and if they're difficult to decipher, then you won't receive a lot of scrutiny from the media and critics as to this particularly grubby business.
Take the New South Wales branch of the Labor Party. The Electoral Commission reveals that it received $22 million in the last financial year, but less than $3 million of this was listed as an actual donation. The Australian Hotels Association, for example, gave almost $200,000 to the party in nine separate amounts. But these aren't listed as donations. They're listed as other receipt.
The Labor Party in New South Wales uses the phrase other receipts 180 times in their return, and they only classify 15 different transactions as donations. But if you look at the types of people who are providing other receipts, it's not the tax office or some bank where you might be earning interest. It's the regular developers and gaming operations and licensed businesses that are making donations. So the Labor Party in New South Wales just seems to be classifying things which are obviously donations as something called other receipt, which just further obfuscates an already incredibly opaque system of disclosure.
Presumably that's legal.
Well, I can't work out why it doesn't happen in most of the other states. That this is the second year in a row Labor in New South Wales has declared everything as other receipts rather than as donations. And I just think that as the heart and soul of what I think is the grubbiest fundraising operation in the country, with the particular dominance of gambling and sin industries and property developers, that it's just another cynical exercise to further blur the whole ugly picture.
Stephen Mayne, the journalist, ending David Mark's report. PM has requested an interview with the General Secretary of the New South Wales branch of the ALP, Carl Bittar, but he hasn't yet returned our calls. We wanted him to explain why other receipts were not clearly labelled as donations. A spokesman for the Special Minister of State, Senator John Faulkner, told PM that disclosed receipts on the Electoral Commission's website were transparent donations.